अरे कृष्णा, सो अर्जुना इज वेरी कंफ्यूज्ड. इन द प्रीवियस वर्सेस वी सॉ अर्जुना इज नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग. शुड आई फाइट और शुड आई नॉट फाइट? शुड आई गो फॉर बेगिंग और नॉट? एंड इवन इफ आई फाइट, हु विल बी विक्टोरियस? विल आई बी विक्टोरियस और विल दे बी विक्टोरियस? एंड इवन इफ आई एम विक्टोरियस आफ्टर किलिंग ऑल ऑफ देम, वॉट इज द यूज ऑफ माई लिविंग? सो विथ ऑल दीज क्वेश्चंस, Arjuna is not understanding what to do with so much of confusion. Then he's approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to get some solution. And that is what is the shloka that we are entering into today. Shloka number 7. It goes like this. Karpanya dosho apahat swabhavaha. प्रच्छामि त्वां धर्म सम्मूढचेतः यश्रेयस्यान्निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्तेऽहं शाधि मां त्वां प्रपन्नम्. सो हियर दिस वर्स इज अ वेरी वेरी डीप वर्स. सो लेट्स ट्राई टू एनालाइज दिस वर्स इन डेप्थ. सो अर्जुन इज सेइंग, उपहत स्वभावः, माय नेचर ऑफ बीइंग अ क्षत्रिय इज एफ्लिक्टेड. So I have no desire for this battle. I have no desire to fight. And what is the cause of this? The cause of this is the dosha. You see that word? It's like karpanya dosho pahata swabhavaha. So dosho and upahat. You know, those are two different words. So upahat swabhava we discussed. That is, his nature is afflicted of being a kshatriya. And you know, he has no desire for fighting now. Why? Because of the dosha. And what is that dosha? That dosha is possessiveness for the family members, possessiveness for the relatives. How do we understand this? From the previous shloka, shloka number 6, he says, Yan eva hatva na jiji vishamas. If you remember, Arjuna is saying that if we kill them, I don't think we should desire to live. Now just imagine the attachment, the possessiveness for the family members. Anything happens to them, you know, Arjuna is not desiring to live. So this is the dosha, this is the fault. So why this fault has arisen? Because of karpanya. What do you mean by karpanya? Karpanya here basically means the lack of knowledge of self-realization. Since there is lack of knowledge of self-realization, Arjuna being on the bodily platform, he is completely attached to his family members. That is the dosha. And that is resulting to upahat svabhavaha. His nature of being a kshatriya is pulled down. And he is not desiring to fight. It's a very, very rare occasion where a kshatriya's desire for fighting has been killed. Now let's see what's next. He says, dharma sammoodacheta. What is dharma sammoodacheta? My mind is completely bewildered. So Arjuna is not understanding. Should he fight or not? He's not understanding what is his dharma. Is his dharma fighting against them and killing them? Or his dharma is to leave them alive and go to forest or go to some place and beg and sustain rest of the life? So that is dharma sammoda cheta. He is completely bewildered. He's not understanding. So when he's completely bewildered, now he's saying, Tvam prachami. Oh Krishna, now I'm asking you, Tvam Prachami. What is that? Yashreyasya Nishchitam Bruhitanme. Bruhitanme, please tell me. Oh, what should I tell? Suppose Krishna is asking, what should I tell? Yashreyasya Nishchitam. Certainly tell me what is best for me in this situation. Now Krishna might be looking at Arjuna. Hey, come on, don't joke. See, you're my friend. We are in a mode of, in the relationship of, you know, friendship, basically. So we are friends. And why will you listen to me? You're my friend, so why will you listen to me? And you are a very learned person, isn't it? You're quoting from so many Dharma Shastra. And suppose even if I speak, you'll oppose with your own arguments from Dharma Shastra. So what is the use of my speaking? Then Arjuna, he adds the last line. He says, Shishyasteham. Shishyasteham, I am your student. Shadhi maam, please instruct me. Now Krishna is making this. What are you saying? Prapannam, I am completely surrendered unto you. Now please instruct me. So here we see the entire scene has changed. Two friends discussing. One friend is saying fight, another friend is saying no, I'll not fight. And suddenly the entire scene changes. And now that friend was fighting, giving argument. Now he's accepting other friend as guru, as teacher. So Krishna here, now he's taking the role of guru and Arjuna is taking the role of a disciple. Now let's see what we can learn from this particular shloka, because every shloka of Bhagavad Gita has something to teach us so that we can elevate ourselves in our day-to-day life on the spiritual platform. So let's see that now. So here we see Arjuna is in material perplexities. Perplexity basically means some situations in life, some baffling situations, some critical situations. So these material perplexities in the entire world, it is just there. It is just there. World is full of that. No one can escape this. No one can escape. And very nice analogy is given. Do we expect or do we invite these situations in our life? No. It automatically comes. Like Prabhupada says, like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Now, when it comes to forest fire, no one goes and, you know, puts petrol and then, you know, puts fire on that. No, it just automatically burns without our expectation, without anyone going and setting that particular thing. Similarly, without we inviting such baffling situations in our life, such perplexities in our life, it will automatically come, because this world is full of perplexities. And then, now the question is, who is the man in material perplexities? Who is he? The answer is, he is one who does not understand the problems of life. Now here, problems of life, you're not talking about promotion, getting a house, getting a partner or whatever. Here we're talking about the real problems of life. A person who does not understand the real problems of life, he is actually put in that situation, perplexity. Now, another question now which arises here is, what should we do in such situations? What is the best suggestion that Bhagavad Gita is giving us? Here, by the act of Arjuna, we can easily make out. One should go and approach a bona fide spiritual master. Now, what do we mean by bona fide spiritual master? Two important qualifications. First is, that spiritual master, that guru should come in guru disciplic succession. Yes. So, he should have a guru, his guru should have a guru, his guru should have a guru, and finally it should end at Krishna. So that's how it should be, guru disciplic succession. First qualification. Second, he should know the essence of the entire Vedic scriptures. He should know the essence of it. Basically, he should know everything. So these are the two qualifications. And why should one approach the spiritual master? Again, two things will happen. What are those two things? First one, so we should approach the spiritual master in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the signs of the solution. See, solutions are given, but then what is the background? What is the science behind that? That also we need to understand. Then we'll be able to implement it wholeheartedly. And when we implement that wholeheartedly, we'll solve that particular perplexity that has come in our life. And when we are perplexed in our life, we forget the goal of life, isn't it? Because those baffling situations will create a lot of blurness. It will be very, very hazy. We'll not understand what next, where am I supposed to march towards, what is the goal of my life. So when we approach a spiritual master, the spiritual master will help us to execute the purpose of life. So these are the two important things. Spiritual master will help to execute the purpose of life. And second, he will help us to understand the solution scientifically, and also by applying that solution in our life, we'll be able to solve the perplexities of life. Now the question which arises here is, who is this person? No, who is miserly? Now we understood about perplexity. Arjuna is in a perplex situation. Now we're talking about miserly weakness. That is karpanya dosha. What is this miserly weakness? Who is that person who is miserly? And here, there's a quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad which says, he is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life. We're talking about the real problems of life. As a human, and who thus quits his world, like the cats and dogs, without understanding the science of self-realization. So when a person takes birth and just lives the life like cats and dogs and finally dies like cats and dogs, what is the difference between the two? Now the question is, why a human being is compared to an animal? The answer is given again in the same purport. So when it comes to animals, they're overly attached to the family members, overprotective, they're completely attached, very, very possessive. Similarly, when a man is very much possessive for his own family members, for his society, for his nation, and so on, such a man, you know, is compared to the animal, because both of them are equal on that platform of being attached, of having that material attachment. Now, another thing that is mentioned here is about Arjuna being miserly. See, Arjuna is a very, very intelligent person. We are very clear about that. Without being intelligent, how can he put forward such logical arguments in front of Krishna? How is it possible? Even after being intelligent, why this person got into this situation? Let me read out the answer. Being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. See, Arjuna knows very well that he cannot save anyone from death. Even if he does not kill, anyways, they have to die. He knows that very well. But he has got that affection, right? Over affection for the family members. So he's not able to give up that. And then the next line says, although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. Now, I hope we understand the first line very clearly. Karpanya dosha. The weakness of heart, or the weakness due to miserliness. And that is over-possessiveness for one's own family member without understanding what is the duty and what is the goal of life. So when someone is there in the situation, what are we supposed to do? What Arjuna did. Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. One should approach a bona fide spiritual master and surrender to the bona fide spiritual master and ask, what should I do? What is best for me? Yashreyasya nishchitam. Tell me for certain, what is best for me in this situation? And here we see a complete change in the scene, as we already discussed. Two friends who are having friendly talks, now it is going to change into a serious discussion. The discussion between the guru and the disciple. And this discussion that is going to happen between these two great personalities, that is Lord Sri Krishna and the great warrior Arjuna, is actually going to teach us great lessons of life. And from next verse onwards, we will see that how each and every shloka of Bhagavad Gita, we have been seeing that, now it will be more emphatic. How each and every shloka of Bhagavad Gita we can apply in our day-to-day life. So let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.